There have been demonstrations all over the country since the news that the Louisville, Kentucky police officers who shot Breonna Taylor would not be charged in her death. In this commentary, former Governor Deval Patrick says policing and accountability has to change.
Enough. You can't sleep peacefully in your own bed, not if you're Breonna Taylor. You can't go jogging, not if you're Ahmaud Arbery. You can't even walk home snacking on a bag of candy, not if you're Trayvon Martin. You can't do ordinary things and live an ordinary life, not if you're black in America. Enough already. I try my best to make people comfortable before plowing into hard subjects. But when it comes to the violence in black people's lives, especially when it involves the police, I am so tired of white people being comfortable. Or is it complacent? That George Floyd video ought to make anybody sick. But in one form or another, that behavior continues. And we still don't have reforms out of the Massachusetts legislature, let alone Congress. That decision not to prosecute the officers in Louisville may be technically correct, but it's wrong. Official violence with impunity is always wrong. No-knock warrants, like the one the police sought to justify storming into Taylor's home while she slept, make no one safer. Neither do stand-your-ground laws and so-called castle doctrines. None of it is about law and order. They work together as a formula for chaos and as new excuses for killing black people without consequence. I grieve for the Taylor family, who, like too many other black families, have no justice. I also grieve for police officers, the ones who know that there are better, safer ways to police than kicking in people's doors. Policing in America has to change for peace in America to exist. To get that change, we should start by voting out every legislator at every level of government who supports no-knock warrants, stand-your-ground laws, or otherwise treats policing as an exercise in siege warfare, and who then want to shield police excesses from accountability. Peace and order come from respect for the law and for those who enforce it. Lawmakers whose policies have created or encouraged violent policing and the lack of accountability for it have to go. And we have to vote in men and women who will take the change we need seriously. No more talk. No more being intimidated by police unions and empty, tough-on-crime rhetoric. Only action. Smart, forward-looking, meaningful action. And we, the voters, must be prepared to hold them to account. The hardest part of all may be staying calm. The people of Louisville are frustrated. So am I. In the face of the violence visited on Breonna Taylor by the police and on her family by the process, protest is more than justified in Louisville and beyond. But we have to do so peacefully and not let the same agents of chaos provoke us. I pray that as we protest, we show the strength of controlled resolve and channel our rage into the ballot box and into the necessary advocacy between elections until America stops kicking down our doors and allows us to be truly free.
Deval Patrick is a former two-term governor of Massachusetts. He's also a contributor to WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page. Find his essay and thousands more at WBUR.org.